Object could prove human race is extremely old. I would love to write about the way I feel about politics today in the United States, but that won't happen. I am just not up to the arguments it will cause. Instead, I am going to write about another subject I am interested in, the strange things being found all over the earth which cannot be reasonably explained. There are mysteries which abound on this planet, and some of them point to the fact the human race is far older than we have been told, and because of this the history of humans may extend much further and there could have been setbacks in our development. It is possible we may have reached the technological plateau we are currently at or even surpassed it in the past. Yes, I know this sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it really isn't. I am just trying to find a reason for some of the things we have found. Many have noticed the trend which is showing the human race is older than first thought as the dates for human habitation keep getting pushed further back, but some believe this is only a drop in the bucket and the dates not only go back hundreds of thousands of years, but really millions of years and possibly hundreds of millions of years. This may seem like an incredible thought, especially since some people say if this was true, we would be so much further advanced. This seems like a reasonable statement at first blush, but there is some evidence we suffered catastrophes in the past which were so bad they could have sent a civilization back into the Stone Age. We can't be entirely sure. The evidence points to the fact we are a lot older race than many of us suspect, but it does prove there is much more to our history than we know. A man in China was walking along looking for geodes. These are stones which, when broken open, exhibit a beautiful crystalline structure inside. He saw one laying on the ground and picked it up. The stone was about the size of a large human hand and oblong shaped. He broke open the stone. This is what people do with geodes. This reveals not only their beautiful structure but also different colors of crystal. To his shock, there was something inside this stone which was millions of years old. The stone contained a piece of manufactured metal. The metal had designs on it and a screw-threaded end. How can something like this be millions of years old if the human race has only been on the planet for far less than a million years and we measure our time on the planet in only a couple of hundred thousand years? There are only a couple of ways the metal could have gotten into the stone. The first is naturally the stone formed over it. The second, it is a hoax, or the third, which is there were other advanced races on the planet at the time. Let's look at the hoax aspect. It is said that geode crystals have grown around the metal, proving it was covered as the stone was forming, and there are other rocks which have been found with manufactured objects in them which are also millions of years old, which cannot be disproved because the rock has grown over them, eliminating the chance the objects were inserted into the stone. One of the ways a metal object may have gotten inside a stone is if a town, city or village was around millions of years ago and people moved away or even might have all died and their possessions were eventually covered by acts of nature and some of these objects were covered by slowly forming stone. If this was just one instance of objects in a rock, it wouldn't be so interesting, but it isn't. There are multiple cases of manufactured screws being found inside rocks. You can easily recognize them. The screw thread was invented about 400 BC or so, and steel invented about 1300 BC, far too late for rocks to form over parts. Jewelry has been found in lumps of coal and various iron objects. One object which was found was a doll which was buried over 320 feet deep and came up when someone was drilling for water. It was made of stone and was believed to be far older than any human. It is amazing to me how these things are ignored by the scientific community, but I understand why. They can't really be explained, so it is best not to take the mystery on, because it might indicate our hidden history and cause the scientist to be laughed out of his profession. If one really did a serious search of these objects, they could only conclude, because of the amount of them, some race created them which was on Earth millions of years ago, and by the looks of some of the objects it was probably the human race. One ancient stone formed over a screw and nut. They were not totally inside the stone and you could still see them on the surface since they were only partially submerged into the stone. The stone was clearly millions of years old, and the object must have been on the ground when the stone was forming above it. One of my favorite reported finds was that of the top of a hammer with part of the wooden handle still attached. The rock had grown over the handle, and the hammer itself sat into a groove which was formed when the rock was forming. This is truly puzzling. One stone I have talked about before seems to have formed around two electronic devices which protrude from the stone. They sort of look like the end of a fluorescent part. The owner of the stone has put it up for sale, but as far as I know there are no takers yet. How can we be sure humans created these objects? We can't, but they all seem to be things we have around today or did have around. Perhaps if one of these stones is found in a certain area, archaeologists should do a serious search in these areas and break open the stone around it. Maybe they would get lucky and it would turn out there was human habitation there millions of years ago, and at least a couple more of these stones could be found, or even indications structures once existed in the area.